You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with the fabulous and wonderful, my good friend, Jen Luna. Jen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
You have so many things going on right now and have such a place in this community as an artist, and I want to get into all the things that you have coming up and talk about all the things that you have going, but I want to start in the very beginning.
Okay.
When did you know that you were called into this artist madness?
Oh, well, I don't know if I could pinpoint a particular day or moment, but it's always been inside me, I think. I mean, my grandmother was a painter, and I took, you know, the art classes growing up. I was kind of into sports and that sort of thing, but not as much. I was more introverted into painting, drawing, clay, doing all those things. So I think it's just always been inside me. And then, you know, going to college and at Tennessee Tech and the Appalachian Center for Craft, it sort of sunk in that, like, okay, maybe I can do this as my life's work. So, yeah.
That's brave.
Yeah.
But you do it. Like, that's kind of amazing that you are really able to do that. You're one of the rares.
Yeah. I mean, it took me a minute to get there. You know, college, I did not graduate in 4 years. So it took me a long time.
Most artists do not.
Yeah.
Statistically or historically, I tell that to my parents.
Anyway. Yeah, which is okay, right?
Good.
And it took me a while to get there, but then it's kind of like, I don't know what else I would do. And this is what I changed my major like 4 or 5 times, but that's what I kept coming back to. And so I was like, this is what I need to be doing. Mm. So
when you changed your major, what did you try to go do for a minute before you came back?
English for a while. Okay. So I read a lot and wrote a lot of things that ended up not mattering at all.
That's subjective, right?
That's true, yeah. But and then human ecology, which was helpful in the end because I took a lot of sewing classes and stuff in the fashion merchandising department. So ultimately, I did do interdisciplinary studies. So it was like double majoring, essentially, in fashion merchandising and fine art. So, yeah.
And then you combine those later into some really interesting things, which we'll get to in a minute. But go back and tell me a little bit about your grandmother. She was a painter?
She was, yes. So my mom's mom, we have all these paintings in her house and our homes, my sister and I. Unfortunately, I never got to meet her. So I think that's part of what makes that so wonderful. I almost put her on a pedestal because she's this
elusive artist icon in your life. That's so cool.
So it's amazing.
What was her medium? She said she was a painter, but she, acrylics, watercolor? What
acrylic
was she?
And watercolor, yeah.
How
cool. Lots of flowers and horses and homes, things like that. It was nice.
Oh, I love that. And do you have a lot of her artwork in your home now?
I do, yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
So flash forward, you go to college, you try to convince yourself that you're going to be all these other things, but knowing full well that you're an artist, you're going back into that, this is your life's work. What happened next? You graduated college and then what was the next thing?
Yeah. So after college, I actually worked at a bank for a year and was doing well and, you know, thought, okay, maybe I can do this. A year into it, I was miserable and hated it. And so I was like, okay, now's the time. If I'm going to try to have a business and like a creative business, I'm going to do it now. And I can always come back to a bank later.
Yeah. Money's not going anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I wish it was going in my pocket.
Same. But,
you know? Yeah. So I quit that after a year and took the leap and started Maple Moon Designs.
And tell me about that.
Yeah. So it's a textile design where I create like home goods, like tea towels, napkins, tote bags, and sometimes clothing and things like that. So it starts from hand-carved linoleum blocks and that I print on fabric and paper, and then I hand-sew all the products.
It's so unique.
Yeah.
Tell me about the name of your business. Where did Maple Moon come from?
Yeah, so I grew up on Maple Avenue, and my last name is Luna, so it's Maple Moon.
Yeah. I love this so much.
Thank you.
Jen, tell me a little bit about when you first decided you were going to start this business. Was this something that you were operating out of your home? When did you open a store? You have a storefront, and when did all of that happen?
So, I was just working in the spare bedroom of our home, and that was working for a while. And then once my husband and I had a baby and the business started
needed
picking
the spare
up,
bedroom
yeah.
back. Yep.
Uh-huh. So it just, we were busting at the seams.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon a spot, and it worked out. it was a good time. So I did that, and I did that for 2 years, but now I'm actually back home in a home studio, and that's much better for
me.
That's
nice. Yeah. That's nice. And how old is your son?
He just turned 5.
Yes. Yeah. Home and working and doing all the things.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Actually, we're going to talk a lot more about that when we come back with Jen Luna on the scene. You are listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are talking with local artist and business owner, Jen Luna. Welcome back, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
So we were talking a little bit about you've recently moved your work back into your home studio. You're working from home. Is your family home there with you? Are you working alongside being mother? Like, what is the balance like for you? What does that look like on a daily basis?
Yeah, so I try to separate them as much as I can. But as you know, as a mom with young children, that's hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like a little building that we stumbled upon for sale. I lucked out on it, and it was the perfect thing. So we bought it and put it behind our house, and that's my little sanctuary art studio.
So wait, you found a building somewhere and brought the building back to your yard?
Yes, that's it's so like great. One of those like...
Oh, like a little like a she shed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, so nice. Yeah, it came on a big truck. And exciting. They just placed it right there. And yeah, it was great.
I say, walking into this space, talk me through what that looks like. I'm always so interested in knowing where artists create their art.
Sure. So luckily, this building used to be the farm storehouse in Sparta. Have you been there?
No.
So they sell like locally milled flour and all kinds of things like that. So they have built in all of these like shelving on each side. So all of this shelving was perfect for like all of my stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so both of that is on each side. And then it was just an open room that then I put my printing tables and stuff in. And there's 6 windows so I can see out. We have like a little creek behind that. Oh, and I can see that. So
I love the little creek. That's so inspiring. And just being able to hear water, that must be nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
So what does a typical day look like for you? You wake up in the morning, you have a coffee or tea? What's your...
Oh, coffee.
Okay, coffee. We're having coffee.
All the way.
And then you are starting work right away. Do you take time for a little reading, meditation, something you're supposed to be doing? Or do you just have to like start picking up your house and doing all that other junk that gets in the way of this? What is that self-care? I don't know. I heard about it. Yeah. I don't know.
I've heard of that. Sometimes it works its way in. But yeah, every day is different just because my son is 5 and he's in pre-K and only goes part-time. So every other day he's home with me. And so we get up and we make breakfast and play outside if it's nice, or, you know, watch a little Curious George, whatever the vibe is going that day. We play a lot of dinosaurs.
Yep,
do that a lot.
Very nice.
But when he's at school, yeah. So when I take him to school, when I get home, usually I immediately go back into the studio and get as much work done as I can. So
that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And then what is the product that's coming out of the studio on any given day? Is it all, are we still working in textiles? Is there anything else you've added into, like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I kind of have 2 lanes that I'm sort of driving in right now. With the
that's
textiles.
Dangerous.
I know.
I've heard that's dangerous.
You know.
Stay in your lane.
I know. I'm like, well, who am I to have all these lanes? I don't know.
I love it. Just, you take up both lanes, honey. You got this.
But so the textile business with the tea towels and things like that, I'm moving more toward wholesale and like selling to retail shops that then will sell the work. And being at home and being more introverted, that's kind of working better for me than doing like a lot of craft shows and things like that. And then the like carving, wood carving, I've really gotten into the past few years. So this past December, I had an exhibition at the Silver Fern of all these wood carvings that I've been working on. And so that's more of the fine art aspect of what I do. So,
that's very exciting. I didn't know that you were doing woodworking. And that's so funny. I think that I have never woodworked, but we kind of picked up whittling.
Oh, yeah.
For a brief moment there during the pandemic when there was literally... In the early days of the pandemic, remember those early days where we're just picking up stick with a knife and
yeah,
oh, so stress relieving.
It's therapeutic for sure.
Is woodworking the same way, or is that requires a lot more concentration? And
well, so this is carving wood with little chisels.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find it very therapeutic. Yeah. Yeah. The pressure was put on when I decided to make it a show. Mm. And then I was like, oh
now I have to do this. Yes. I have to make these pieces.
For sure. But it was a good challenge for myself. And I'm so proud of myself that I did it.
Yeah.
And happy. And it was a breakthrough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Tell me how people can find your work. How can people find out more about you?
Yes. So I have a website, www.maplemoondesigns.com. And then I sell my work locally at the Walnut Street Market and then at the Craft Center Gallery in Smithville.
That's wonderful. We're talking with Jen Luna on the scene, and we'll be right back to talk about some of the things you have coming up that people can be a part of.
Thank you.
We are back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We're here talking with local artist and business owner of Maple Moon Designs, the fabulous Jen Luna. Jen, thank you for being here with us today. And you have some really fun and exciting things coming up that people can actually get involved in. One being a Mother's Day pop-up coming up on May 11th. Tell me about it. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so the pop-up is going to be at CG's Boutique here in Cookeville, who has a fabulous clothing boutique. She's just having, I'm not sure how many, maybe 8 local businesses pop up and set up out there in the courtyard that's kind of behind her boutique and the Exceptional Bean. And so I'll have a booth set up alongside other local makers.
That's
so it should
so
be
wonderful.
Fun. Yeah.
That's very exciting. And that's on May 11th.
Yes, the day before Mother's Day.
The day before Mother's Day. So this is perfect for all you last minute shoppers out there.
Yes.
Boys, we're talking to you. You need to go buy your mother a Mother's Day gift today. You need to get out there. And this is a good place to do it.
Yes.
And you said there's seven or eight other artists joining in on this pop-up.
From 10 to 2. Yeah, on May 11th.
Very cool. And then you can also stop by the Exceptional Bean and grab a cup of coffee on your way, because it's a great place. Love that organization. Tell me what's happening at the Craft Center, because you're still really involved there as a former student.
Yes.
And now you have something coming up, a workshop for adults. That's so
exciting. It is so exciting. Yeah. So every summer, the Appalachian Center for Crafts holds workshops for adults. And so this year, I'm going to be teaching relief printmaking. And it's just a weekend workshop, May 31st through June 2nd. So we're going to carve linoleum and wood and print on some paper, maybe some fabric, and just have some fun with it.
Very exciting. And what does that look like? Is it an all day thing, all the whole weekend, or you're there all day?
Yeah. So that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it starts midday Friday, and then we go into the evening, and then it's all day Saturday, Sunday.
Very exciting. Yeah. And then at the end of the workshop, I imagine you have art you're taking home
of
that
course.
You've created
yeah.
and able to take that home with you. Very fun. That's exciting. And that's May 31st through June 2nd at the Appalachian Craft Center. How can people sign up for that? I'm sure it's very limited seating.
Yeah, you should be able to find that on the Tennessee Tech website, Appalachian Center for Craft website. And all of the workshops should be there. They have many, many workshops in glass, wood, fibers, clay. Lots of things to find. So if printmaking is not your thing, they have other things to offer too.
This segment was not paid for by Tennessee Tech University. No, it's great. I grew up at the Appalachian Craft Center, my dad making pottery there. And I just remember going and I would just sit and just watch him, you know, do raku pottery. And just the whole vibe of that place is so inspiring.
It is.
You know, it's a great
place
for artists to spend time.
Yeah.
What's next for you? What's next on the calendar?
Well, I'm just working on new designs and really trying to settle in at home and kind of figure that out, you know, figure out what my lane should be and moving forward. But I think wholesale is mainly where I'm moving toward and trying to really make that a go and hopefully just keep being inspired. Yeah.
What inspires you?
Well, nature mostly has always been my inspiration, flowers, birds, things like that. But in the past 5 years, my son has been very inspirational. I'm coming up with dinosaur prints and lizards and things like that, which I don't think were
even on your radar before.
Exactly.
Weren't thinking about lizards
more like,
before?
What
do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you have any lizards living in your home right now? Are
I'm
there any
sure
reptiles
they're there?
There
and I don't know about
oh,
it.
Oh, secret lizards. Yeah. I just meant like maybe when you stopped off at the local pet store and made a choice to invite in.
Not yet, but my husband and I have been talking about getting Oscar some sort of reptile to have and take care of and learn that skill of responsibility. Yeah.
Santa brought one to our house.
Oh.
This past holiday season.
What do they get?
It's a leopard gecko.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How's it going?
Well, I feed it.
Sure.
But do you know what they eat?
What? No.
Mealworms.
Oh.
Live mealworms and live crickets.
And so you have to give them.
And just know, if you bring one into your home, you too will be feeding mealworms and crickets.
See, so you're making it simple for me to be like, I'm trying to
help you from a mom artist to a mom artist.
Yes.
Just say no to the lizard in your home.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Jen Luna. Jen, this has been so much fun to have you here. I'm really excited about your upcoming workshop at the Craft Center that people can sign up for May 31st through June 2nd, and the Mother's Day pop-up happening May 11th. Find out more about all of this. Are you on social media? Can people follow you there as well?
Yeah, Instagram, Luna Maple Moon, and Facebook too. I'm not on there as much, but I'm there. Yeah.
You really should follow her on Instagram. It's, you have a great account. I love
seeing
everything that you're working on. You're so creative, and our community is very lucky to have you. Thank you for being here, Jen.
Thanks for having me.